All right, nice to have you back here. We have John Shea with us of the San Francisco Chronicle. John, how are you today?
Good. Good morning, Marty.
Yeah, good morning to you. Exciting day today. The Ramos brothers, they're on the list today. One is starting. The other one is on the list of possibly playing. And it could be an exciting day for Giants baseball. We'll chat about this for a minute or two.
Yeah, well, thanks. A minute or two. Well, hey, it's a beautiful day all of a sudden. It's been cold and windy and rainy, and it looks like it's finally coming together. But on that front, yeah, I was speaking with you, and you noticed, I think you were the first to notice, that one Ramos is in the lineup and the other was called up from minor league camp to be here. So I spoke with him before the game and just sent out a video of the interview at on our website at the Chronicle. And it was cool because, they didn't really need an interpreter, but they had Irwin come over and help. I spoke with Elliot.
Yeah.
In fact, I asked him, I said, I've heard your name pronounced many, many ways. And he said, Elliot. H is silent, and he pronounced the T. And there's only one L. He doesn't know why his mom gave him just one L.
Why'd you give him an H?
Yeah, well, he gave him an H. Both brothers are H's, and there's a third brother, a soccer player, who's also an H.
Really? So, okay.
Henry has been around forever. He was drafted by the Red Sox in 2010 in the fifth round. So he's been a minor leaguer for 9 years. Last year he was in the Dodgers organization. Farhan Zaidi knows him, gave him a call, come over, play here, hang out with your brother. And he said, fantastic, dream come true, let's get it done. So, both have been, in spring training here, but Elliot has been over on the minor league side. And we haven't seen much of him, only during split squad games such as today. And Henry has been here every day, and he's been getting some work. And he's in the lineup today, and they called up Elliot from the farm, from the minor league facility over there, a couple miles away at Indian School Park, to be here. So they, in the clubhouse, I go down there, and they're sitting at the same table enjoying life. And I get him to sit on this bench to record an interview, and they tell me they've never been on the same team together, never been in the same outfield together, and they hope for the first time in their lives, they are, 7-8 years apart, the first time in their lives they can get it done today.
Well, I hope so.
The pressure's on Bochy.
Well, it is, and when you you want to do everything you can. Elliot Ramos is a first-round pick. You want to make things nice for him. You know what I mean? And, of course, for the brother coming here. Why not? My goodness. I mean, if they're both here, what are you going to do? Take one out and put the other one in the game? I mean, it's an exhibition game.
And their mother, Norma, was sort of on the fence after, during last season. Because one was in the Giants organization, one was in the Dodgers organization, as was wondering, well, what if they play in the same game? What am I supposed to do? Wear a Giants jersey one day and a Dodger jersey the next day? And so she was very relieved when Henry signed with the Giants in the offseason. So now they're in the same organization. But probably to begin the season, I imagine Henry will start in AAA. And Elliot told me he'd love to start at San Jose. Yeah. He struggled a bit in lower level A ball in Augusta.
He got better as the season went on. Mm-hmm. He had a good end. Jacob Gonzalez, the other pick around Elliot, did not do quite as well. But Elliot did very well later in the season at Augusta. So maybe at San Jose, we'll see. But, John, you and I chatted a little bit when I saw you this morning. And we're trying to think of other brother combinations who have done this for the Giants. Anything definitive on it? Because you did come up with one.
Well, the obvious one was the Alou brothers back in the early 60s, but that's unfair. That's a given. So then I gave it some thought, and I said, well, do you remember when Barry's brother, Bobby's son, Bobby Bonds Jr., was in camp and played a year or two in the Giants farm system? I remember him here in spring training. And I assume they must have played in the same outfield together in one of these exhibitions. I mean, sometimes that's the reason the brother is there, just to be with the talented guy. And in terms of Ramos, the talented guy is the kid, the 19-year-old who was a first-rounder, 19th overall, got a $3 million bonus versus maybe six figures for Henry with the Red Sox back in 2010. And speaking with him, I said, what's the big difference between you guys? And Henry said, hey, man, he's much more powerful than I ever was. And he hits home runs. I do not. So even though he's older, he's not quite as big and strong as Elliot. But it'll be cool to see. So I imagine the Bonds brothers were probably out there at least once during spring training. I think I remember that. Remember writing about something that's such a long time ago. And, of course, the Alouz, Felipe, I just ran into yesterday. And it's great to see him. So it could be a brothers act. And if they don't play in the same inning today, one starting, one's coming off the bench, we got some asking to do, Mr. Bochy.
Really, absolutely. Come on, how do you miss this? But seeing Elliot Ramos for the first time, what was your impression of him physically when you looked at him?
Well, the first time I saw him was at the Futures game last July at the All-Star game, and he was wonderful. You know, big kid, got a, you know, just an easy single left field. Things are natural for him. He has the, as a 19-year-old, has the body of a 28-year-old. You know, this should be reversed. Those brothers, the older one should have the younger one's body. But I think we're going to see a lot of power from this young man. You know, double-digit in home runs last year wasn't the type of season he had hoped for. But he's the kind of guy that the Giants project as one day being an everyday maybe corner outfielder because of his power. So I think, you know, once he adjusts, I mean, he, you know, drafted out of high school. It's a slow, slow process. It ain't the NBA where you go right into the lineup or at least the roster. You know, baseball takes a whole lot of time. So, you know, he might be a couple years away at least.
John Shea, the Chronicle, with us. John, when I saw him, he's not a big, tall kid. He's a little squarer.
Yeah.
I thought of Mays. I thought of Mays. With the big arms and that body. You know, Willie is not 6'3". Mm-hmm. You know, Willie is, what, about 6 feet tall, I imagine, or maybe a little bit less. But,
well, I think he was listed at one time 5'10". He'll say, no, I was 5'11".
Okay. But something like that. And this kid reminded me of that, the big arms. Yeah. I saw him play once in the Instructional League, and that's the first thing I thought of when I saw him. So we'll see.
So we're comparing the kid to Mays. Let's see.
Physically.
Okay.
Like you look like, you know, Brad Pitt.
No, exactly.
You know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
Right.
I think we're not on TV.
Right. Okay. All right. John Shea with us of the Chronicle. You wrote about Longoria today, and I sort of, as Bruce Jenkins was just on, I said maybe the best things in the camp, Beedy, Longoria, and I like what Panic is doing with the bat. So, but you did corner Longoria, and you talked to him.
I cornered Longoria.
Yeah, you had him.
Yeah, sometimes he's hard to corner. But,
yes.
Yeah, I spoke with him, and what a rough year he had. You know, the most errors he's ever committed, the lowest batting average, the lowest on-base, OPS, you know, across the stat sheet. It was his worst year. It was also his first year in the National League. First year playing outdoors in a home park. First year playing on the West Coast, even though he's from Southern California in terms of the major league. So it was a huge adjustment. And, you know, speaking with people in the clubhouse, it's kind of a underrated thing when people move from team to team, more so from league to league, as I was told. I mean, he was there 10 years in Tampa. So he knew everything about the Yankees and the Red Sox and the Orioles and all those teams. But you come to this division, and then all of a sudden the backdrop is different. The environment is different, and the pitchers obviously are different. And then he comes to a park which is not a hitter's park, and even for right-handers. And his numbers, the splits were pretty brutal, and he just wasn't comfortable. He admitted to me that it got to his head, I think. And the comment he gave me, which is in today's paper, this year he's going in with a different mindset. He's going in thinking it's a hitter's park. I think last year he came in thinking it's a pitcher's park, and it wore on him. He believed in it. So that fly out was supposed to happen. Well, now he's coming in with the mindset. It was quite honest of him to say this. that, listen, we got it almost reminded me of the Al Rose and Roger Craig Giants, where they tried to turn Candlestick into a positive when nobody else could for years and years. And Rosen, the general manager at the time, said, basically, hey, if you don't want to play here, you're gone. If I hear any complaints, you're gone. You turn this thing into a positive. And then they won a division in 87, and then they went to a World Series in 89. So all these years later, I'm hearing about, even though this is a much nicer ballpark in China Basin, it's still windy, it's cold, it's damp. You never know what the elements are going to be on any particular day. He was used to playing indoors 81 times a year. They had a roof. The temperature was the exact same. The hops were true. It was artificial turf. There was no surprise. Every day at this park, it's a surprise for these guys. So he took it probably in a negative way. And I think not only being healthy, and if you watch him, his he's hitting like I don't remember last year. Yeah. He, you know, his swings are nice, fluid, easy, and he's defending really nicely. I mean, he was a good defender last year. The advanced stats say he was above average. The errors suggest he was below average. Who do you trust? The eye test. This spring, he's been looking pretty good.
Well, you did a great column about him, a good story about him, and I appreciate it. Great to have you on, John, and you do a great job every Sunday with that long column that you do in the Chronicle, so I know you work hard, and we appreciate it. Love having you on anytime. Love
Beautiful.
Having you.
Thanks, Marty.
All right, that is John Shea of the Chronicle. All right, we're going to wrap it up here. We're going to turn it over to Dwayne and Mike and John for the Giants game today. If you're out in the River Islands area, just in the Lathrop area, take a look at River Islands. It is an amazing place with the parks and playing fields, and it's just a great active lifestyle. So if you're up in that area today, check out River Islands or go to riverislands.com. I've talked about different aspects of it, but boy, that San Joaquin Delta with the boating, and I know the weather, you're not thinking about it now, but you can have a great time there. River Islands, a great master planned community. Also, Bridge Bank, our good friends there, where entrepreneurs go to get the specialized attention that they need to take their ventures forward. Bridge Bank is a division of the Western Alliance Bank, a member of the FDIC. All right, we'll be back with you with our post-game show today. I know we have a Warrior pregame, so maybe this one will go quickly today, and we'll get a full post-game in. But for the Giants, Duggar, Belt, Longoria, as John said, Crawford, Rivera, Panic, Stephen Vogt, Ramos, and Ferguson, and hopefully we'll see the two brothers in the outfield together today. Have a good afternoon, everybody. Giants baseball coming up right after this.